She walked over to where her sleeping Cygnets were and settled down next to them. But Louis's father was unable to sleep that night. The next morning, he led Louis apart from the others.
Louis, there is something I feel I should discuss with you. We need not range over the whole spectrum of bird life, but, well, the truth is, I have never heard you say anything, Louis. So let me hear you say beep. Go ahead, say it. Say beep.
Louis tried. He took a breath. He opened his mouth and let the air out, but he couldn't make a sound.
Try again, Louis. Like this.
As his father watched, Louis tried and tried, but no sound came.
Well, I guess it's no use. You are speechless.
When Louis saw how disappointed his father was, it made him feel like crying.
Come now. Do not let an unnatural sadness settle over you, Louis. Swans must be cheerful, not sad. Graceful, not awkward. Brave, not cowardly. Remember, the world is full of youngsters who have some disadvantage they must overcome. There may even be some benefit at your age in not being able to speak. You will become a good listener. And I assure you that you can pick up more information when you are listening than when you are talking. Therefore, my son, be of good cheer. Enjoy life. Learn to fly. And I promise that after we fly south for the winter, I will provide you with a device made by man which will enable you to make a great deal of noise.
By now, the whole family was floating nearby, hoping to overhear what was going on. One of Louis's brothers spoke up.
Fly south? But I don't know how to fly. I've never been up in the air.
I'm not sure I can do it. I might get dizzy way up there if I look down.
My glorious children, flying is just a matter of having the right attitude. Plus, of course, good wing feathers. Follow me and we'll give it a try. Extend yourself to the utmost. Do everything in the proper order. Never forget for a minute that you are swans and therefore excellent flyers.
Louis swam with his brothers and sisters to the end of the pond. They pumped their necks up and down. Louis pumped his harder than any of the others. Suddenly, his father signaled for the start. There was a tremendous commotion. Wings beating, feet racing, water churned to a froth. And suddenly, there were seven swans in the air. Was the first to gain altitude.
Boy,
he said to himself,
this is great. This is sensational. I feel exalted and I am not dizzy. I may not have a voice, but at least I can fly.
This way!
Louis's father straightened out his course and headed south. The others followed, trumpeting as they went. We heard them as they passed right over our camp.
What was that?
Trumpeter swans! They're headed south!
I thought the trumpeters were spending the whole year on Red Rock Lakes now, where they're protected.
Well, most of them do, but not all of them.
Well, we'd better head south, too. The pilot will be here tomorrow to take us home.
That night, I thought about the swans, and I wrote in my diary, it must be wonderful to fly at night. I wonder how a bird knows how to get from where he is to where he wants to be. I wonder what I will be when I grow up. I expect I'll be a man, but what kind of man will I be? And how will I know how to get there? A few days after the swans arrived at their winter home on Red Rock Lakes, Louis watched as a park ranger grabbed a fisherman by the collar and pointed to a sign with some printing on it. The park ranger said,
"Can't you read?"
and pointed to the man's fishing pole.
"The sign says no fishing. You can't fish here."
That gave Louis an idea.
"If I can't speak, I should develop myself along other lines. I should learn to read and write. In that way, I will be able to communicate. I'll go find that boy and he will help me."